What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another week of the Silica Joe Slop Hour. Happy to be back, you know. It's been an eventful week, has it? I don't know, not really. Well, we got some, you know, regardless. We got some bangers for you up today. Gonna keep it sort of low-key, you know. Kind of relaxing. Not relaxing, really, but, you know, slower, you know. What do we have first? We have Boards of Canada first. Greatest frauds in music history, you know. They claim to be from Canada. They're actually from Edinburgh, you know. How you get away with that? It's messed up. Anyways, regardless. Music is math from there. I forget what year this came out, but you know. Gio Gatti, probably the best album. One of the best records. Electronic records ever, I think. My opinion. Whatever. Just gonna start it right now. Music is math. Gio Gatti, Boards of Canada. Let's go.
Thank you.
What a song, you know. Because, you know, when you think about it, you know, music really is math. When you think about it. Oh, I didn't say it. I need to say it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. I forgot to say it last time. I always forget, you know, when I come in to say it. So I got to get into the habit of that. But yeah, Boards of Canada, great group. One of the great. I really hate the term IDM, but you know. I'm not going to say it, but one of the great groups classified as IDM, I'd say. Yeah, oh God, what a song. What an album. Anyways, what do we have next? Another foundational album for a fake genre. And the fake genre I'm referring to is post-rock. This is the album that gave post-rock the name post-rock, you know. So it's a part of the canon in that regard. But again, it's a fake genre, as most genres are fake. Of course, I'm talking about Hex by Bark Psychosis, one of the greatest records ever. You know, that's what we do on the show. We come on, meaning me. I come on, I just play some tracks off the greatest records ever, because they're on the show. That's why they're so good. Yeah, anyways. Hex, Bark Psychosis, 1994, A Street Scene. Phenomenal track, phenomenal album. Are these guys Scottish too? I'm going to have to look into that. I don't know if they're Scottish. They might be Scottish. Need a little theme going. Anyways, I'm going to stop rambling, play the song. Great tune. Sit back, relax, enjoy. Phenomenal. They're not Scottish. Thank you. cut it out the end of the ending there because it goes a little long. But you know, what an album, what a band, what a song. Love Bark Psychosis, one of the greats. You know, a band's gonna be good if their name means absolutely nothing and makes no sense. You know, what does Bark Psychosis mean? I don't know. Great band though. What we have next? This is a track that I listened to for the first time today, and usually I don't do that. Usually I play, you know, classic songs that I love, you know. But this is an album I've been meaning to listen to forever, and I listened to it for the first time earlier today, you know, and it's really good. It's by Solex. I can't do trivia right now because I don't know anything about them, but Solex, the track is Have You No Shame Girl. Record is a low kick and hard bop. It's a Matador record from 2001, so you know it's probably good. Good song. I want to play it. Enjoy. Let's go. What a wonderful little song, you know. Great tune. Very happy. Very happy I checked that out today, you know. Next, one of my favorite artists, favorite bands ever. One of the most personally influential bands, you know, from my youngin' days, from when I was 14, you know. One of the greatest ever. Now, they're doing a reunion tour, playing live for the first time in over 20 years. Imagine how angry, imagine how absolutely roiling, infuriated I was when I found out they aren't playing Boston in the middle of the school year. I'm going to have to drive 3.5 hours down to New York City to see them if I choose to. And of course, I'm talking about Unwound. Olympia, Washington, post-hardcore greats. I'm not going to say anything. This isn't a very representative song, you know. But it's a great song. It's Lady Elect off their 96 classic Repetition. I don't know. topical, I'd suppose. Yeah, whatever. Let's hear it. Lady Elect, Unwound, classic. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
Great track, great band. What else can I say but great, you know? This next one, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be heartbreaking, but I have to play it. We've lost a legend this week. I teared up, you know, earlier. Not today, but, you know, doesn't matter. But, yeah, Mimi Parker, the drummer and one of the lead vocalists of Low, one of the great slowcore bands of the 90s, and not even the 90s, they've been going since and, you know, keep getting better, you know. Phenomenal band, one of the greats, you know, and it's so heartbreaking. Like, they were still making amazing music, and she's, you know, God, it's heart gut-wrenching, you know. I'm gonna try my hardest not to cry in the studio playing this right now. I'm gonna play Coattails off of their 96 record, The Curtain Hits the Cast. This is one of my favorite records of theirs. It's a long song, it's a long song, it's a slow song, it's a repetitive song, you know, but that's what makes it great, that's what makes it, you know, hashtag slowcore. Another fake genre, by the way, but, you know, not gonna get into that now. What I will get into is the song Coattails by Low. I'm going to try not to cry in the studio right now. I'm going to try my gosh darn hardest. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, absolute legend, you know. What else can I say about that that hasn't already been... Well, oh God. Well, yeah. What a song, though, really. All I can say right now. But, let's roll it back. This one's a real oldie. This one's an actual oldie, you know. This is, you know, in my old age, parentheses, 19 years old, you know, I find myself not, you know, like, I don't know where I'm going with this. What I'm saying is, not the Beatles, not the Stones, not the Who. I don't care about any of those. I don't listen to any of those anymore. I'm a grown man, you know. What grown men listen to, you know, what real cool dudes listen to right now are the Kinks, you know. I've listened to the Kinks a lot this past week, particularly Arthur. Arthur or The Decline and Fall of the British Empire. I think it's their best album. I think it's great, you know. And, yeah. Shangri-La, the track I'm gonna play off Arthur. Great song, you know. A little long. All the songs I've been playing are long, you know. Doesn't matter. We're just enjoying it. Arthur, Decline and Fall of the British Empire. Shangri-La. Let's go. Enjoy. Ooh, wait. Sorry, technical difficulties on my part. Okay, wait, let's go.
Now that you've found your paradise, this is your kingdom to command. You can go outside and polish your car, or sit by the fire in your Shangri-La. Here's your reward for working so hard. Gone are the lavatories in the backyard. Gone are the days when you dreamed of that car. You just want to sit in your Shangri-La. On your slippers and sit by the fire. You've reached your top and you just can't get any higher. You're in your place and you know where you are, in your Shangri-La. Sit back in your old rocking chair. You need not worry, you need not care. You can't go anywhere. Shangri-La, Shangri-La, Shangri-La. The little man who gets the train got a mortgage hanging over his head, but he's too scared to complain, 'cause he's conditioned that way. Time goes by and he pays off his debts, got a TV set and a radio for 7 shillings a week. Shangri-La. Shangri-La.
God. Real music right there. You couldn't make a song like that today. Principally... Oh, wait, no. Fuck. Well, no, I didn't say that. Never mind. You didn't hear it. Censor. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Anyways, we're going to do a PSA right now because it's important to educate the people of Medford, Somerville area and possibly anyone else who's listening in who's not in the Medford, Somerville, Boston area. I'll just do this one. Good, simple, sweet, you know. And it's a very important topic that people need to know about. Here we go. Okay, let's go. Listen in. This is important. Okay? Listen up. Right now.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
It's true. That's why they call it that. Anyways, next. What's next? This. Okay. This is... I can't see this in the system. I don't think this has ever been played before. It's... I don't know where this song... I mean, it's a song from the film The Last Movie. If you don't know what The Last Movie is, it's a 1971 film directed by, written by, edited by, and starring Dennis Hopper. And I think for this film alone, I think Dennis Hopper can be considered one of the great artists of the 20th century, you know. I can't describe this movie in words. It's one of those movies where, like, there's no other movie like it. And I can't... Just watch it, you know. It's the closest American... The closest thing to an American Bergman, you know. Completely nonsensical. But that's what makes it so good. So radically anti-colonialist. It recognizes its own inherent colonialism and tears itself apart as it progresses, and that's why it's so good. Anyways, this is a song that plays throughout the movie. I can't find any other record of it besides the soundtrack of this movie, so I'm just gonna play it now. It plays throughout the movie, you know, kind of catchy, little folk number, low key. You know, let's hear it only once. I don't even know the artist. Let's go.
Spaces between spaces and lines between lines. She stands in the doorway beyond space and time. And she picks the flowers out in the rain. And she says she loves me, and you know I can't complain. But only when it rains does it rain. And only when it stops, it is no more. And only once does the big ship come down to let those good rats run ashore. Picture of Jesus hangs on the wall. There's lines in his eyes now and trash in the hall. But he'll put on a birthday and smile at the moon and say that he's happy because it's over so soon. And only when it rains does it rain. And only when it stops, it is no more. And only once does the big ship come down to let those good rats run ashore.
spaces between space. Yeah, sorry, spaces between spaces, lines between lines. You know, I get that stuck in my head whenever I think about that movie. That's just like the first. Ah, oh, God, what a film, what a picture. You have Canopy. If you're a university student, you have Canopy. If you have a library card, you have Canopy. Watch that film on Canopy right now. Not right now. Wait for my show to be over and then watch it. You might regret it. There's a good chance you'll regret watching it, but I recommend you watch it. Anyways, what's next? Switching it up, we got some salsa. I love salsa. It's really like one of the perfect genres, and one of my favorite salsa artists right now, Hector Lavoe. I don't know how to pronounce the Lavoe. It's L-A-V-O-E. I don't know if it's Lavoe or Lavoe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Comedia, his 1978 record, been on constant repeat like the last month, you know. This is Tiempos Pasados. Tiempos Pasados. Great track. I'm just going to play it right now. I'm not going to intro it anymore because, like, I don't. What can I say? Let's hear it. Great tune. Let's go.
Aquellos amigos, ¿dónde se encuentran? ¿A dónde están? Los tiempos cambian. Un recuerdo. quiera dejar. De aquellos amigos, ¿dónde se encuentran? ¿A dónde están? ¿A dónde están?
Really, you know, salsa is the perfect genre, really, because, like, it's incredibly catchy. You got the sick horns there, you know. But, like, the rhythms, you listen to it, there's so much going on there. It's perfect. Anyways, what next? I'm a big, you know, back when I was, like, 16, I was a big, big Beck guy. Loved Beck. Haven't had that much of a Beck phase since then. But, you know, we're going to revisit that with something off his 1994 record, One Foot in the Grave. We got Hollow Log right now. This was his folk record that he did with Calvert Johnson of Beat Happening. He produced it. You know, it's a little kind of, yeah, it's a folk record. Anyways, yeah, we'll just play it right now. Don't waste time. Hollow Log is the song, by the way.
Go where you want to, do the things you feel. Walk around with a broken leg and $100 bill. Get yourself a pistol, get yourself a dog. Stay up all night getting drunk, sleeping on a hollow log. Till you're restless, sleep till you're tired. Wake up without thinking, you're the one that I desired.
What a nice little short little track. Lovely. Love Beck. Awesome guy. I don't know. I don't know if he's an awesome guy. I'm just saying. I just said that. Good music, you know. Anyways, probably one of the best to ever do it coming up. Brian Eno. Probably the greatest to ever do it, maybe. I don't know. This is from his first record. From 19... I don't know when it came out. 1970-something. Early 70s. But yeah, here come the Warm Jets. This is some faraway beach. Absolutely beautiful. I think it kind of, I don't know, I'm not really doing a theme, you know, but if you were to call this a theme, I think it really fits with it, you know, that's how I feel anyways. Yeah, I'm just going to play the song because I'm not really making sense right here. Some faraway beach, absolutely beautiful, let it wash over you, you know, that's what good music does, you know. Anyways, let's get into it. Some faraway beach, Brian Eno, 1973, yeah, 73, let's go, awesome.
Thank you.
What a song, you know. Eno really is the greatest, you know. I said past tense as if he was dead. He's still very much alive. What a legend, you know. Anyways, wrapping up. Thank you all for listening to the Silica Gel Slap Hour another week. Tune in next week. Be here. Same place, same time. Yeah, that's all I can say. Closing it out. Family fodder. Savoir faire. Classical post-punk deep cut right here from the 80s. Great tune. I'm just going to, you know, I'm gonna let it speak for itself. Play myself out. You know, please enjoy. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Goodbye. Awesome. Thank you. Enjoy.
Apprendre à faire des petits